BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Transfer Deadline Day.
Good afternoon and welcome to Radio 1's Deadline Day Centre. I'm Scott Mills. You join us as tension builds on one of the most important days in the relationship calendar. It's too cruel to dump someone over Christmas. Today is the last day to put in a transfer request before the festive period. There's just 2 hours to go before the deadline, and here on Radio 1, we're bringing you comprehensive coverage of the nervous countdown to 3 o'clock. Britain, it's time to dump the dead wood and prepare for a stress-free Christmas. I'll introduce you to our all-star team after this.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Transfer Deadline Day. Live.
Good afternoon, I'm Scott Mills.
And I'm Chris Stark.
A day after British astronaut Tim Peake blasted into space, we're live from Radio 1's Deadline Day Centre, bringing you all the latest as Britain offloads its excess baggage in preparation for Christmas.
Engage thrusters, Mills, embrace for liftoff. It's going to be a huge 2 hours, but by the end of it, you will know where you stand.
It's too cruel to dump someone over Christmas, so get it done today.
I'm chart-topper and radio funny woman Alice Levine, and I'm in the hub, handling your calls and your texts. Stick with me for breaking news on all the breakups, makeups and shakeups.
Tweet on hashtag R1 Transfer Deadline Day. Text us on 81199, or maybe you'll be spied by our eye in the sky.
Hi, I'm TV and Pop's Ollie Mears, and for a second year, I'll be your eye in the sky, watching over the tense final few hours. I've traded the Love Copter for the Love Balloon. Observing from above as Great Britain finally gets its act together and sorts things out before the holiday. Let's go!
Thanks, Ollie. I can't believe you're in a hot air balloon. I'm Chris Kamara, Cammy, and I'm a football expert with 40 years in the game, and that's why I'm reporting on all the showbiz relationship dramas as the deadline approaches. It's sure to be unbelievable, Scott.
Thanks, Cammy. Next to our first new signing for Relationship Transfer Deadline Day 2015. Who needs 140 characters when we've got this one?
Hi, I'm internet person Joe Sugg, and I'm going to be getting social on social media. I'll be roaming the entire World Wide Web for breaking relationship news, leaving no emoji unturned.
If you're still in a relationship by 3 p.m. today, you must remain with your partner till 3 p.m. on the 6th of January, 2016. It's decision time.
But Scott, how will we know about all the crucial terms and conditions?
Hello there, I am Brad Simpson.
I'm James McVeigh.
I'm Connor Ball.
And I'm Tristan Evans.
And together we are International Heartthrobs, the Vamps.
We'll be in Terms and Conditions HQ,
making sure you're across all the small print on the most exciting day of the year.
Thanks, boys. Will Britain be saved from a Christmas of heartache? This is the only place to find out.
Transfer Deadline Day with Scott Mills.
Good afternoon, it's Scott Mills here. Chris, hi.
These are very exciting times, Mills.
I can't believe it's that time of year again. It is Relationship Transfer Deadline Day. Let us know the state of your relationship and if you're thinking of changing it on 81199. Tweet at BBCR1 and make sure you use the hashtag R1 Transfer Deadline Day. Chris, what have you got?
Well, I'm across the rumours here, Scott. Anything that you see out there which might lead us to believe that there is a dumping going on, it would be good to hear from you. A couple already coming in, Scott. Would you like to hear them?
Yes.
Ellie has messaged. She's treating herself to a lovely Chinese meal right now. Overheard the waiter talking about dumpings. No. But Ellie isn't sure if they are looking to dump or were in fact asking someone if they wanted some dumplings. It's an easy mistake to make, Scott.
It certainly is, Chris. Thanks, Chris.
Yes.
Yes. And now over to the hub, which is overflowing. Alice Levine, Alice.
Thanks, Scott. Lots going on here. This one just in from Stephen on the Isle of Scilly. I'm a free transfer for Christmas, so if anyone wants a rebound shot, make sure you holler at my agent. Justin also decided to stay with the girlfriend. There's dramas aplenty, transfers being made left, right and centre. Scott.
Alice, thanks. Let us know what your situation is on 81199 at @BBCR1 on Twitter. Our new signing in charge of the whole internet is Joe Sugg. Joe!
Hi, Scott. Thanks for having me on.
Yes.
Emmy Laura has tweeted, and she says the first time she's been in a relationship on transfer deadline day, so is taking precautions. And also, Matt's been on too, and he wants to go on the record and let everyone know that he's a free agent looking for a deal before 3 p.m.
Wow.
Thanks, Joe. We have all the coverage between now and 3 o'clock this afternoon, because that is your deadline. Ollie Murs in the Love Balloon, hello.
Hey, Scotty.
What's your current relationship status, Ollie Murs?
I'm still in my basket.
Right, no more. So you're free of this. You don't need to break up with anyone this Christmas.
No, I'm a single Pringle ready to mingle.
Okay, can you tell me where are you at the moment?
I think I'm over Brecon Beacons or something.
That would be the Brecon Beacon.
That's the one.
Ollie, what can you see?
Grass everywhere. Grass, grass, grass.
Okay. Can you see any people?
No, can't see anyone, mate. But I can get me telescope out.
Do that.
Yeah, it's quite
okay.
Big.
Yeah.
Wait a minute, let me get it out.
All right.
Take a second.
Okay. Okay, now
I got it out.
Yeah, can you see anything now with the telescope?
Just an old boy waving at me from the moon.
Right, and how does he look?
He looks very single.
Yeah.
I'll keep looking, though.
Thank you, Ollie Murs. We thought we'd get expert football reporter Chris Kamara to stay across all the celebrity gossip today. Who have you got your eye on, Cammy?
I'm keeping an eye on a key player, and that key player is Geordie Shaw's Charlotte Crosby. Not that bird who was in I'm a Celeb, but she's been linked with Gaz Beadle. Can I say bird on the radio?
You just have, Cammy. Well, will they be in a relationship at 3 p.m. today?
Well, I don't know, Scott, but I've heard reports they enjoyed a boozy kiss at a fashion bash.
OK. While staying with reality TV, I expect the streets of Chelsea will be very busy this afternoon.
Yes, Scott, it's very tense for all the cast from Made in Chelsea. You can hear a champagne cork pop.
And how are Louise and Alec?
They're going well, Scott. Louise Tomlinson... No, that's Louise Tomlinson, isn't it? That's from One Direction. This is Louise Thompson. Is convinced that she will marry Alec Alphus. That's easy for me to say. She and her American boyfriend have talked about tying the knot and raising a family, but she feels too young.
Impressive level of detail there, Cammy, even though some of it was incorrect. Any news on Jamie Lang?
I've heard reports that Jamie wants to date Emily Ratajkowski. Hey. There's me swallowed a dictionary after all. Emily Ratajkowski, look, hey, that's how you say it. Emily Ratajkowski or Jennifer Lawrence. I think it's a non-starter, though, to be honest.
Right, OK, well, thanks, Cammy, for that insight.
Thanks, Scott.
Do you get the impression that he's written down a load of names on a piece of paper and he doesn't actually have a clue who they are?
Actually never heard of these people before.
I don't think he's covering it up very well, though.
Transfer deadline day. Live, 1 hour, 40 minutes remaining.
Oh. I'm Scott Mills. It is relationship transfer deadline day. So many people getting in touch, telling us about whether they're going to observe the rules or not. Remember, 3 p.m. is your cut-off point. Then you have to stay with them over Christmas and New Year. There are reports that some people, quite a few I've seen, are resisting a breakup just because their other half has got the Star Wars tickets. We'll bring that more to you in depth as soon as we get it. Meanwhile, looking over the entire internet for us, it's Joe Sugg. Joe!
Well, Scott, Kenny Bears just said that he could really feel the tension in Newcastle this morning. Katie Bennett said actually been dumped on transfer deadline day, which is, not very good. Will Cooper, been looking forward to this day for months. Hashtag relationship drama. But make sure you keep those tweets coming in on the hashtag R1 Transfer Deadline Day.
Thanks, Joe. Here's my co-host, Chris Stark. What have you got, Chris?
Well, breaking news here, Scott. Peter Odemwingie seems to be on the move. Someone has spotted his car parked up at Leicester Forest East Services.
Didn't that happen last year?
He was leaning out the window eating a big whopper.
Whoa.
I think it is a big whopper there, Scott. The big question, where is he heading? Back to you.
Thanks. In the hub, it's chart topper and DJ Alice Levine.
Thanks, Scott. Pure drams in the hub today. Scott, last-minute talks to secure Rachel Riley on a winter-long loan deal. They've broken down, so I'll be sticking with the current lineup. That is Craig in Newcastle. Hi, it's Kenny. Despite the rumours, I'm happy with my current contract and will not be moving, so put those rumours to bed. And finally, Scott, I'm Dan, and I'm up for a rebound girl over Christmas. That's in the Cumbria area. Thank you, Scott.
Thanks, Alice.
Scott Mills. One.
BBC Radio 1.
Now we should be able to cross over to the Vamps in our Terms and Conditions HQ. Brad, James, Connor and Tristan, can you hear me?
Yes, Scott.
And what's the atmosphere like in there?
Crazy.
To be honest, it is pretty dead. Just us and some Terms and Conditions, Scott.
Okay, guys, as you know, it's too cruel to dump someone over Christmas, but what's your relationship status right now? Anyone in a relationship?
Maybe.
Okay.
Some of us.
Some of
are.
You, yes.
Some of us are not.
Yeah, it's hard times. The music's taking the front of it at the moment, Scott.
And are any of you planning on making a transfer and dumping someone in these last few hours, or are you worried that you might be dumped?
Well, it's always a risk, but no, man, we're pretty confident.
Right, well, it's lovely to chat, but you're here for a reason, to deliver our terms and conditions on relationship transfer deadline day. Brad, if you could take it away, please.
No one should end a relationship on account of the Scott Mills Show. Scott Mills and Chris Stark are the last people in the world who should be giving relationship advice. Breakups should only be brought forward to the 16th of December if they were already planned for the Christmas period. Your happiness and your partner's happiness may be at stake if you attempt to dump during December.
Thanks, Brad.
Transfer deadline day. Live.
Okay, now straight over to Chris Kamara for some more celebrity news.
It's a goal. Go! David Healy's running away. I'm looking over my shoulder. Has the referee given it? I don't know.
What does that mean, Chris?
I think he's mucked up royally here. This isn't actually celebrities anymore.
Okay, Cammy, if you could just carry on reporting, please, on just the celebrity transfer rumours.
Oh, yeah, sorry, Jeff. I mean, Scott.
It's the most confused man in Britain.
Possibly the worst he's been yet.
Yeah. Still love him.
Oh, I love him to bits. But will we still employ him next year? That's the question, Chris. Mm. That's right.
Well, yes. Probably.
Yes.
The Scott Mills Daily.
And let's go straight over to Chris. What have you got, Chris?
Quite a rumour this, Scott. In from Arson in North London. He's spotted a man called Jose looking sad eating Portuguese at a restaurant that rhymes with Wando's. Now, could this be dumping related? Who knows?
Well, will we ever find out?
Well, maybe.
Okay.
Scenes here, Scott. Back to you.
Thanks, Chris. Radio 1, who's this?
Georgina.
And where do you live, Georgina?
Bolton.
You live in Bolton. How old are you?
23.
And you're in a relationship right now, yes?
Yes.
But the clock is ticking for the deadline.
Here it is.
Okay, so where did you meet the guy you're seeing at the moment?
Well, we met on an online dating site 3 months ago.
Does it rhyme with Berinda?
It does.
And you've been seeing him for 3 months?
Yeah.
Going well?
Yeah, it has been. Until weekend.
What happened at the weekend?
He called me boring in front of all his friends.
Oh. Why were you boring?
I don't know, really. We'd had a few to drink. I think it was more of a joke, but I took it seriously.
Okay.
Dangerous move before the deadline.
Very.
Definitely.
So how are you feeling as the deadline approaches at 3 p.m?
It's a little bit tense.
Tense, right. Why?
We've both got the bet.
The bet?
Yes.
What's the bet?
We were that convinced that we'd split up after 3 months, and it coincided with the deadline day, and if we did split up, whoever split up with the other one owed £20.
Oh, wow. Okay, so let me get this right. Whoever dumps who, they have to shell out £20, right?
Yeah.
So the dumper gives the dumpee £20, or vice versa?
Yeah.
It's like a compensation thing.
Yeah. But if we stay together, we have to get a Christmas present.
Okay. I've got to say, Georgina, this is not normal. You seem to base your whole relationship around relationship transfer deadline day.
Yeah, we listen to it a lot.
You do obviously listen to the show quite a lot, yes. And he obviously does as well, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Did you find this out on the app?
Yes.
Was it one of your common interests? Listen to Scott Mills on Radio 1?
it was. It can be.
Are you an official couple now?
Yeah.
So you said there was tension over the weekend, Georgina. As the deadline approaches and the clock ticks, have you made your mind up on whether to keep him or not yet?
Oh, not yet.
You haven't yet?
Not yet.
Oh, wow.
Might you risk leaving this too late?
I've still got a little bit of time left.
You do have a bit of time left, true.
Not much.
No, you
a
haven't.
A little bit.
Do you think I need to move this along a bit?
Possibly, yeah.
Do you want me to call him?
Oh, maybe.
Is that a good idea, Scott?
I don't know, but I'd quite like to, Chris.
Can we get his number? Why am I talking like I'm shouting? The problem is with the commentator's voice, it's really hard to keep up. So I find sometimes I'm shouting like I'm on holiday, you know, but just trying to speak another language.
Yes.
I shout instead.
This is my sport voice for sports news. I tell you what, Georgina.
Yeah?
I'm going to pass you over to one of the fantastic people in the hub here at Transfer Deadline Day.
Yeah.
And they will get your boyfriend's number, OK?
Okay.
Please hold. Okay, so someone is getting her boyfriend's number right now.
I'm not massively sure this is the best idea, Scott.
Well, I think she needs to make a decision, Chris.
I worry you're meddling.
No, I think it's fine. I think she's made up her mind.
Suppose you're just reporting, really,
aren't
you?
I'm just reporting on a situation that's happening.
Fine.
Okay? Leave it with me.
All fine.
It'll be fine. Okay, I'm just hearing from the hub that we now have Georgina's boyfriend's number. So let's call him, shall we? Georgina, you still there?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're going to tell him your decision on whether he stays or goes right now by calling him, are you?
Yeah.
What's your boyfriend's name?
Ross.
Okay, are you ready, Georgina?
Yeah, I'm ready.
To deliver the news?
Yeah.
Before the deadline. Here we go. I'm calling him now. The clock is ticking, but is Ross safe? Will he be staying with Georgina? Or will he be going?
Hello?
Hi, all right?
Hey.
You having fun at work?
All right, yeah, why?
No reason. Do you know how it's deadline day?
Yeah, I do know it's deadline day. I am listening to the radio.
Yeah, well, do you know how I said I needed to make a pretty big decision?
Yeah.
Well, I've come to a decision.
Go on then.
Oh, you're lucky, you're safe.
Oh, right, I'm supposed to be happy about that.
Yeah, you are, you're going to get a Christmas present.
Oh, brilliant, that's brilliant then. I better go get you one then, aren't I?
Possibly.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, well, this is very exciting. Hello, Ross.
Hello.
Yeah, you all right?
Hello, it's Scott Mills here from Radio 1.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm all right. So, Georgina decided to, just before the deadline, to let you know on Radio 1 that you are actually safe.
Thing is, Scott, you haven't thought this through completely.
What do you mean?
Well, think about it. Georgina has given her position. Yes?
Yes?
But Ross hasn't yet. Think about it. He could still dump this.
Oh!
Definitely not.
All right, so is that a yes from you as well?
Of course it is.
Can you not at least put a dramatic pause in there for us?
You could have made it like an X Factor final pause before you'd made your decision there for us.
I don't want to keep her waiting. She'll kill me.
Fantastic. Well, it seems that you're both in the clear. Georgina, happy?
Very.
Ross, happy?
Definitely.
This is great news. Merry Christmas to both of you.
Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas.
And I hope you enjoy your presents that you now have to get each other.
Yeah, we do.
Transfer deadline day. Live. In charge of the entire internet for relationship transfer deadline day. It's the internet's Joe Sugg. Joe!
Well, it seems there's pandemonium on the M4. Kevin's tweeted in saying, My girlfriend Emma's driving is scaring me, so unless she slows down, she will be single by 3 p.m. And Aaron says, I'm ready to sweep up any free agents who gets released before 3 p.m. Classic Aaron.
That's weird.
Back to you, Scott.
Thanks very much, Joe. Her hub is overflowing. It's Alice Levine.
Thank you, Scott. Yes, I'm here in the hub. Panic and tension is sweeping the loved up nation. You can get in touch on 81199. I am rifling through your texts like a rat in a bin. We've had Wes on. Help Radio 1. My partner says he wants to speak to me urgently at 2:30. He may be a dumpin'. Yes, he may, Wes. Hi, Scott and Chris and me, I'm sure. And Joe. My girlfriend Chloe and I are pleased to announce we're in the advanced stages of a new 12-month contract extension. Currently going through terms and conditions, obviously, with several clauses. However, we're hopeful the deal will be faxed through before the 3 p.m. deadline. That is faxed. Pete in Hayward. Wait for it, Scott. In Hayward's Heath. Thank you, Scott.
Thanks. Thanks, Alice. Great to have you back on the team again in your hub.
Great to be here.
That's right. Meanwhile, in the love balloon, looking at the relationships from high above, it's Ollie Mers. Where are you, Ollie?
I'm still in the same place. I haven't moved.
You're not moved at all?
Nah, I think I'm stuck, actually. Just not enough wind up here, mate. I think this was a stupid, stupid idea, Scott. I might need to drop me load.
Do whatever you need to do, Ollie.
Nah, I need to get rid of it.
Have you seen anything through your telescope?
There's a couple below me in the field. I've been watching them for a while. Not quite sure what's going on.
Right. And are they getting on all right?
Yeah. they're getting on very well.
No other activities to report at the moment?
No. But I'm enjoying the view.
Okay, back to you soon.
Bye.
Interesting that some people are now offering up their friends. Matt in Essex says, I'd like to offer my friend Kurt up as a free agent. He's been on the market for a while now, but is just moving into his peak years and would be perfect for a short-term loan in the Birmingham area. Thanks very much, Matt, for making us aware of that. Let's go back to the hub. It's very busy in there. Alice!
It's ever so busy. Some would say frenzied, Scott. Luke in Hanbury's been on. Happy to report an early doors 12-month contract extension subject to the making of a bacon sandwich every Sunday morning. Also a caller on line one, we have Ben from Stoke-on-Trent, Scott.
Hi, Ben.
Hi, Scott.
What's your story, please?
I sent an update of the agreement to my girlfriend, Hannah Birch. I can now confirm that I have formally had the agreement accepted.
You have?
I am.
You handed her a statement?
I texted her a statement yesterday saying that as the deadline day is approaching, I am sending this request to be with you for another 12 months. Could you please reply with a formal agreement?
You're taking this a bit seriously, mate.
Yeah. Which we'd never do. Okay, and what was the reply?
I can formally accept this, and I would love to remain in a relationship with Ben Hampson. Please find a printed statement, Hannah Birch.
Well, you listen to the show a lot, don't you, mate?
Yeah!
Yes! Good response.
Fantastic caller there. Thanks, Alice.
Thanks, Scott.
Great to have you back on the team.
Great to be here.
Okay, let's go over to Chris Kamara.
I've got some breaking news, Scott, from the TV and media world and the pop world. Scott, Kim Kardashian and Kanye West have just had a baby.
Kanye West.
That's not news either, Cammy.
Do you mean Kanye West there, I think? That isn't news.
It does say Kane. It looks like Kane on here. I've got some breaking news, Scott. Kim Kardashian and Kanye West have just had a baby.
Right, okay, good.
Crack on!
Good that you went again there. That's not news, though.
Really?
No.
Well, I've heard a rumour that the baby's name's going to be Scott.
What? What's he on about?
I don't know. Oh, calling the baby Scott?
No, I see what he will have done here. It's like Anchorman, you know, where he hasn't read the auto cue properly.
Oh, it should have been maybe I've heard rumour of the baby name too, Scott.
Yes.
As opposed to the baby name being Scott. Good.
All right, then.
All right, just read the lines before, Cammy, maybe.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, it's me that got it wrong.
Yeah. Go on, what are they called?
Sorry about that. I've heard a rumour of the baby name too, Scott. There you go.
What? What's the name?
Northwest.
That is not their most recent child, Cammy. They did have a baby the other week called Saint.
Sorry?
You know that?
I must have missed that, Scott.
Yeah, wee.
Okay, thanks, Cammy.
Thanks ever so much, Scott.
Transfer deadline day. Live.
in Radio 1's Deadline Day Centre. I'm Scott Mills. 50 minutes remaining on one of the most important days in the relationship calendar. It's too cruel to dump someone over Christmas, so today is the last day to put in a transfer request before the festive period. 50 minutes to go. And the nervous countdown to 3 o'clock continues as you dump the dead wood and prepare for a stress-free Christmas. Okay, another update now from the hub. Breaking news and all the breakups with Radio's Alice Levine. Alice.
Scott.
Alice.
Scott.
Alice.
Scott. Right, in the hub, Scott's been on, actually.
Hi.
We're in a 5-hour car journey. If I want to dump my boyfriend, says Heather, will I still have to do it and sit next to him in the car for the next few hours? Won't that be awkward? What do you advise? Well, Heather, you have to do it by 3 p.m. today. Otherwise, it's through till January the 6th. Scott.
Alice. So the vamps are in TNC HQ with all your terms and your conditions. Are you a bit bored in there, guys?
I'm sensing that. A little bit. We've heard about Ollie and his hot air balloon. Yeah.
Where's my tea?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, like I said, next year could maybe be your year. You could be in some... in the air or something.
Yeah. At least.
Or underground.
Yeah.
Or underground. We'll definitely include you next year.
Well, what's for a hot air balloon each, please, Scott?
Okay, we'll see. Right, back to the terms and conditions. They are quite boring, so would you mind like having a go at singing them? Like, just to make it a bit... like, because it's the same every time.
Okay, Brad, give me a beat.
Okay.
Okay. Do you want some echo?
Come on, baby, Radio 1.
Yeah.
No one should end a relationship on account of Scott Mills' show. Scott Mills and Chris Stuck are the last people in the world who should begin with
yeah.
Breakups should be only bought for up to 16 December.
Yeah, uh-huh.
If they were ready, up and running. Your happiness and your partner's happiness may be at stake if you attempt to dump during December. Breakups.
Wow. I think you're definitely getting promoted next year,
that's
guys.
That's what we're bringing to the table.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Also, Ollie Mers earlier thought they were called the Brecon Beacons.
The Brecon
Beacons. We all know it's the Breckons.
Oh, no.
Idiot.
He needs some lessons.
What? It's upsetting me very much that he's not in TNC.
All right, thank you very much, guys.
Thank you.
Transfer deadline day. Live. Deadline day.
Yes.
Live.
Yes. Going well. Let's go straight over to Chris Stark for more relationship rumours. Chris.
Scott. Well, there's rumours of a live dumping happening right now. Charlotte in Telford has messaged us. She spotted a couple in a cafe drinking from individual coffee cups, not sharing a straw. Could this be a live dumping?
Could be. Is that it?
That's it.
Thanks.
That's the rumour.
Chris.
Transfer deadline day. Live, 20 minutes.
Just 20 minutes to go. Callum has just texted his girlfriend asking if she wants to keep him after 3 p.m. No reply as yet. Tense times for a lot of people now as the deadline approaches. Remember, by 3 p.m. today, if you haven't done it, you must remain with your partner till 3 p.m. on the 6th of January 2016. No breaking up over Christmas. I'm with the internet, Joe Sugg, hi.
Hello.
I'm with my co-anchor, Chris Stark, hi.
Hi.
And reporting on all your news in her hub, star of Radio 1 and a number one hit single, it's Alice Levine, hi.
Hi.
Alice.
Scott, late drama in Swansea, as you say, the deadline approaching, as Ben has been offered a new 2-year contract on the table. However, he has just failed his medical, which puts this deal into question. Amy will keep you posted on any late developments after some serious consideration if this is in the best interest for her and the rest of the campaign. As well as lots of SMSs, Scott, the switchboard looks like Blackpool Illuminations. Line 23, I've got a caller for you.
Sorry.
What line?
Line 23.
Thanks, Alice. Hello, who's this?
This is Jody.
Jody, where are you?
I'm in Leicester.
Jody, welcome to Relationship Transfer Deadline Day.
Thank you.
How can we help?
I have a fiance, Matt, and he's lovely. He's a trier, bless him. But we've recently moved in together, and he has a really annoying habit, and I don't know if I can live with it.
Okay. Could this be a deal breaker? Because today's the day if you're going to do it.
definitely could be a deal breaker, yeah.
Okay, what's the issue?
he religiously listens to the Scott Mills podcast.
What's wrong with that?
It's not really a problem, except he does it in the bathroom.
Yes.
And we only have one bathroom in our house. And when he goes in there with his iPad listening to the Scott Mills podcast, he can be in there for half an hour or an hour or however many he has to catch up on.
That's pretty much the whole length of our podcast there.
Yeah. And it happens every other day, probably. He gives me no warning at all that he's going into the loo to listen to the podcast or into the bath to listen to the podcast, and leaves me dancing around the kitchen doing the I need a wee dance and refuses to come out.
The famous I need a wee dance there.
So when he's in the bathroom...
Can you be a bit more urgent, please? Thank you.
I can't keep his voice up the whole time.
Come on.
He's in the bathroom, is he, Jodie?
Yeah, well, he's not now, but yeah, when he goes in the bathroom, listens to his podcast, he won't tell me he's going in there.
Yes, but neither going to the bathroom or listening to the podcast should be a dumpable offence.
It is if I have to drive all the way to the supermarket to have a wee regularly because he's in the bathroom.
When did you do this?
Last week.
Where did you drive to?
I drove to the local supermarket to use their loo because Scott Mills is taking over my bathroom.
Okay,
so hang on, you want this to change?
Yes, it has to stop because I am not driving to the supermarket to go to the loo anymore.
Okay. Well, why not?
I understand. It sounds like it could be on a knife edge here.
Yeah, it really is.
Okay.
It is. I've had enough.
Would you like to do what we did earlier with our caller, Georgina? Would you like us to call your boyfriend for you?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, what's his name?
Matt.
Wait right there, and one of our operatives will get Matt's number right now, okay?
Okay.
The line will go dead. Wait there. Okay, so someone's getting Matt's number.
I think she's been totally unreasonable myself.
Well, she needs to use the bathroom as well.
Yeah, I get that, but she's saying the issue is that he's using the bathroom whilst listening to the podcast. You're not going to call him and say that that's a terrible thing to do, are you?
No, I'm just going to do...
One podcast listener down.
No, I'm not going to do that, but she's obviously got a problem with it, so she could break up with him. We could have a live dumping about to happen on air.
Wow. I've got some words of advice for him.
Okay, we're back with Jodie. We've got Matt's number now, I believe. Yes, we have. So, Jodie, you ready to make that call and make that decision?
Yeah, I think so.
Who knows what's going to happen here? Will he stay or will he go? We're about to find out.
Hello?
Are you all right?
Hey, you.
Yeah, where are you?
I'm at work. Who's phoning you on?
Oh, I've just borrowed my friends. I was just calling because, well, you know how it's transfer deadline day?
Yeah.
Well, you know how you keep having a bathroom affair with Scott Mills?
Yeah. What am I allowed?
I've had enough of it.
Oh, okay.
I've had enough of it. The deadline's nearly here, and it has to stop. I'm deadly serious. If I have to drive to the supermarket to have a wee one more time, that's going to be it. In fact, I think I might have done it too many times already. I'm really sorry. I've reached my decision. You're just not giving me enough.
All right.
So, I've decided... But you can stay, and I'll extend your contract so long as I get a good Christmas present.
Yeah. I thought you were buying your present.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, it's Scott Mills here.
Hi, Scott.
All right?
Yeah, you?
Yeah, I'm really good. Is this Matt?
It sure is.
Oh, I bet you can't believe that your contract's been extended, can you?
I was kind of hoping to negotiate.
Were you thinking that was going to be it for a minute then, and you were going to be off?
I just thought she was ringing me to get me back from work early.
Oh.
I think negotiation could be in order here. Matt, I actually think you're perfectly fine. I don't think you need to change at all.
It's Chris here.
I know, but Jodie Ann's contract's still open.
It's true. It is a two-way thing, this.
Yeah.
You know, it's very important that we emphasise this. This is a two-way thing.
Jodie, you're not worried now, are you?
No, not at all.
Okay. They're obviously very safe in their relationship there.
Yeah.
Good to speak to you, and I'm glad the relationship is still in order.
Thank
one
you.
In a million, Scott. If she was on a supermarket shelf, I'd definitely put her in my basket.
Okay, hey. Good. Wow. Good. Okay, love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
Transfer
deadline day. Live. 10 minutes remaining.
At the Deadline HQ, I'm Scott Mills. 10 minutes left. And let's go round again with all the latest breakup news from the internet. It's Online's Joe Sugg. Joe!
Thanks, Scott. Jamie's tweeted in saying, Darren just bought his girlfriend a puppy chihuahua for Christmas and she's dumped him today. And then hashtag tree climb. Lord Moggs has tweeted saying, not a good day to do a prank on my girlfriend about Bieber tickets, especially that it's Radio 1 transfer deadline day. Mm-hmm. Yes, Lord Moggs, what are you playing at? Back to you, Scott.
Thanks, Joe! And now breaking news in the Love Balloon, Ollie Mers.
Yes, Scott? You ain't gonna believe what I've just seen.
Who have you seen?
Flack! Flack! Flack's about! She's in her own Love Balloon.
Caroline Flack?
Yeah.
Anyone else in there?
Yeah. It's a bit crowded, Scott. I can't quite see. Shall I give chase?
No, I would leave her to it. She's got it covered.
All right, then.
Thank you, Ollie.
All right, bye!
There in the Love Balloon, and now over to my co-anchor with the latest, Chris Stark. Chris!
Scott, there's loads of rumours flying around, so close to deadline, it's very exciting. There's a rumour that Battersea Dogs Home they're reporting an increased interest in puppies. Scott, that could mean anything. There's a leading ice cream manufacturer that rhymes with Wagendars saying that there's an unprecedented demand for its cookies and cream pots. Surely a sign of huge movement this transfer deadline day. Back to you, Scott.
Thanks, Chris. Looking after the world of relationships in celebrity, it's Chris Kamara. Cammy, over to you.
Got some breaking news, Scott.
Okay.
Jade from Little Mix is boffing Harry Styles. What does boffing mean?
It doesn't matter. Really?
That's actually...
This could be the first actual breaking news that you've delivered all day. Can you give us any more information, please, Cammy?
I don't know what boffing means, but... actually, scrap all of what I just said then. I was getting confused. He's One Direction. It's actually Brad from the Vamps.
That's still good breaking news.
So, hang on. Brad from the Vamps is boffing Harry Styles. No.
No.
Jade from Little Mix is boffing Vamps Brad, who is currently in the terms and conditions room, so we could just ask him ourselves.
Sorry, it's Jason Derulo. Definitely Jason Derulo. He keeps singing his name on her.
Okay, are you absolutely sure, Cammy, that Jade didn't confirm on Twitter that this was actually a big joke, the Jason Derulo thing?
Did she? Not really sure, to be honest, Scott.
Right. Well, once again, thanks for clearing that up, Cammy. Really clear. Very successful. Literally minutes to go now. 3 p.m. is the deadline. After that, you must remain with your partner till 3 p.m. on the 6th of January 2016. Nobody wants to dump or be dumped over Christmas. You have just over 2 minutes to make your decision. You know what you need to do, if you've been thinking about it. Back to the Harbits. Alice Levine, Alice!
Thanks, Scott. I think last-minute message here. Last minute, I've just sent 6 month deals to 26 rhymes with Binder matches with 19 minutes to spare. Fingers crossed, I get a deal done. That's Rob, 25 in Newcastle. Also, just coming in now on
Two
the wires.
Remaining.
Oh, 2 minutes.
A call.
A call. Okay. Hello, is that Martin?
Who's speaking, Scott? How you doing?
Yeah, good. What's going on where you are, Martin?
I'm currently in North Wales witnessing a complete transfer breakdown in contracts.
What's happening? What can you see?
I'm currently seeing the boss, i.e. the female, completely not happy with play performance and is thinking it's time for them to part ways.
Right, and you're watching all this happening right now, are you?
Yes, I am indeed.
Fantastic, Martin. What do you think is going to happen? Because they've got like just over a minute.
I completely think it's going to be a replacement player for the gaffer, and judging by the player's face, He's putting his best Justin Bieber face on, and an X Factor sob story that we is completely not working, and she's walking off. She's completely not happy, and I think this contract deal is done and off.
60 seconds.
Thanks, Martin. That was just words towards the end. I didn't understand any of it.
I think what you're saying is someone's been dumped.
Right, yes. Chris, have you got anything?
Well, there's plenty of rumours flying around, but Scott, with less than a minute to go, I mean, the tension in here, can I just say?
I know.
Tension.
It's incredible. Thanks very much to my team, to the Vamps, to Ollie Mers, to Chris Kamara, to Alice Levine, Chris Stark, and Joe Sugg.
And to yourself.
Thank you. Who is behind me right now because I've got a massive gong and Joe Sugg is about to bang it.
30 seconds.
30 seconds left to the 3 p.m. deadline. You right over there, Joe?
I'm ready.
Okay,
ready.
Not yet. The countdown is on. At three, Joe Sugg will bang my massive gong. And then that's it until the 6th of January next year. Here we go. 10 seconds.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Deadline expired.
Just relaxing after a very tense relationship transfer deadline day there.
Mm.
Feel my shoulders feel quite tight. Tight.
Right. Quite tight. Where's this going?
Oh, no, nothing. I'm just saying. It was quite a tense one today, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I felt really good today, actually. Thank you very much to all of the team involved. Really good. Bumbleya, then. Any requests for the gap today? We're going to do it at 3:40. I know you don't like change.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Anyone else is exhausted after a relationship transfer deadline day?
Hmm.
Woof. Now, we normally do this at 2:40-ish on a Wednesday, but we've moved it because deadline day. If you just finished school or college, maybe you are a new listener to Radio 1, we play a song called Bumbleo by the Gypsy Kings to signify that we're halfway through the working week. And we call it Bumbleo Wednesdays. We just play the song. Everyone loves it. Has a little dance.
Yeah, it's a strange one, isn't it? It happened once we played the song on a Wednesday and it just seemed to stick. And then, do you remember Liam from One Direction said that he loved it? He was listening on holiday and tweeted about it.
It went off.
And then a few other people have got involved since then. It's just become a thing in its own right. Yeah, welcome to it.
Yeah, welcome. We just play the song and just do whatever you want to do. And just remind yourself, you've got 2 days left of work or school or college. Oh, right. Grimmy proper grassed us up on radio this morning.
I know. I know about this.
Okay, so last night me and Chris played an early set at the Radio 1 and 1 Extra Christmas party.
Tough gig.
Tough crowd, about four
that
people.
Reggie and Bolly track, it didn't go down too well,
that
did
was
it?
Really misjudged. The Reggie and Bolly version of What Makes You Beautiful did not go down as we had hoped.
The only feedback from the crowd was Greg telling us to turn it down a little bit. I think we were playing it too loud as well. It was just all a bit...
Did you like it that I was doing shout-outs to people as they walked in on the mic?
That was amazing.
I was like, oh, here she is, Julie Shepherd, everybody!
It was like red carpet arrivals.
Yeah. I enjoyed it.
It was incredible. Like people
looking lovely,
noticed,
of course.
You're like Matt Evanson there as he walks in. Julie Shepherd, ladies and gentlemen. People were like, Julie Shepherd, looking great tonight.
Why is my name being said on the microphone? Anyway, we played Bumbleo last night because it felt like the right thing to do a couple of wines in. But I know that I'm the biggest person to say it should never be not on a Wednesday, and I've messed it up for myself.
Yeah,
I'm having a mare today, to be honest. Everyone's complaining.
You called someone by their nickname over the microphone last night.
Oh, okay, let's just play the song.
Amor de compra y venta, amor del pasado. Ven, 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 ven.
It's Tim Price. How are you?
This from an excellent new EP from a DJ you really got to watch out for in 2014. He's on the rise. Andrea Oliver, teaming up with DJ Leroy. This is My Balls.
Me £1.65 turning to a £30 valet.
Writing clean me on a dirty car.
Turkey crown, Brussels sprouts, Christmas pud, chocolate coins, reindeer, lots of beer, it's nearly here.
Christmas!
Nativity, wheels of cheese, Christmas trees, all the meats, mince pies, chicken thighs, family size.
Christmas!
Sweet sherry dry, sherry nans, getting very merry, pigs in blankets, port stuffing, festive telly.
Christmas!
Snowball, baubles, fats are small, elves are tall, Churchill, snow might fall, it's very cool.
Christmas!
Actually better than I remember.
Good that.
We'll leave it there and I'll pass it back to you, Adam.
Thank you very much indeed, Ed. Well, this is Battersea.
Bambolea!
Yes.
Bambolea.
Here we go then. Who have we got? Oh, bumbling my baubles off, says Sarah in Liverpool. Just came out of a university exam. Bumbleo has totally cheered me up. Thanks, guys. That's Hayley in Edinburgh. Bumbleo in the car in Marlow. That's Luke, Max, Liam and Natty. Where are you? Come on, 81199, get involved. Bumbleoing my baubles off on my first live Bumbleo Wednesday. Nominates on the podcast doesn't have as much effect, says Sarah. Bumbleoing my Christmas lunch off. Glad I haven't missed this. And brilliantly Christmassy gap, says Ashley in Beaconsfield. Are we ready?
I'm ready.
Top of your voices, let's go. Shake it. Like a Polaroid picture. Liam is bumbling his five bird roast off in King's Lynn. Oh, yes to that.
Do you remember we talked about this a lot last year? Oh. The bird and a bird and a bird and a bird.
I love a five bird roast. Lee and Jenny in Glasgow celebrating his wife's first bumbleo. Never heard it before, but loving it.
Matt, his wife's first ever bumbleo?
Yes.
I suppose so, yeah, that works.
This feels so right. I thought Bumbleo Wednesday wasn't going to happen because of relationship transfer deadline day, says John and Ken. Clappy bits.
Happy there.
Here we go.
40 days.
One more time. Martin and Kent, Alan in Preston, Naomi in Wolverhampton. She's taking her weave out.
That one.
Emily in North Allerton says it's a bit weird at this time. Doesn't like change. William Edinburgh is going to play this at his Christmas party at work tonight. Do it.
Daily.
That was Wednesday's show. We're back tomorrow at 1 p.m. on BBC Radio 1 and Russell Howard plays Innuendo Bingo at 1:45. Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.